Mike Wobschall, Vikings.com, joining us on the Fan Line news conference from the group that was in Atlanta yesterday. And tell you what, I don't think the smiles have gone away, Mike, up there.
No, no, they haven't. If you keep playing Coldplay, I'll keep smiling. I'm a big fan, too.
What did you learn today from the news conference? They kind of went a little play-by-play and how things went during the voting process yesterday. Anything new that we didn't know yesterday?
Well, I think today for me, when I was there, I think I've been so immersed in the facts and figures and the presentation and what the theme was. There was no really newsy thing for me today, but what I actually found interesting was some of the personal accounts of from the committee members of what it was like going through the process. One of them was traveling from L.A. and wasn't with the group and was getting updates while he was traveling home from L.A. via Wi-Fi, and told a story about how he finally got the message that they had won and he had no one to celebrate with because everyone was sleeping on the plane. And just things like that. It's kind of cool to hear the personal accounts. The bottom line is great news for the state of Minnesota and for really everyone in this region to bring the Super Bowl back here. It was 1992 the last time the Super Bowl was here. I did a little bit of research on that, guys. Gas was 92 cents a gallon. President George Bush was in office. Things were different back then. It's been a long time since the Super Bowl was here, so I'm glad it's coming back.
Folks, go to Vikings.com. You can see Wobby talking with Mark Wilf on the Super Bowl. What did Mark say when you talked to him?
Well, Mark is, you could tell that Mark was excited, obviously, but he's always very measured. He's always, right down the middle, not going to get too high, not going to get too low. I know that from experience, working for him for as long as I have, and that's how he was in the interview. But, I thought it was really interesting because of all the stadium stuff that's going on and the Super Bowl bid and really the business side of it that he is so involved in. He's got his finger on the pulse of the team. He knows the players we've added and who's left and who we drafted and what they're going to do. And, I talked to him off camera about some of our coaches and Norv Turner and Mike Zimmer. And Mark's got his finger on the pulse, so. It was good to catch up with him. Awesome to have him on the site talking about the Super Bowl. And but I can still tell, as even keeled as Mr. Wilf remains, I can tell that he's excited.
Yesterday we talked to Lester Bagley about an hour after the announcement came out, and also Doug Baker, one of the co-chairs, and there was a lot of excitement. But when you talk to Mark, now that things have kind of had a chance to settle, was there almost a sense of relief now that it was over too, and you got to roll up your sleeves and get to work now?
Yeah, I don't know. I know what you're saying, Chris. I think there was that. I think it was jubilation, but I think there's also a sense of, now the real work begins, because it's like, the market got, they built them a new stadium, so we got to give them a Super Bowl. And I think Minnesota and the host committee and everyone involved is going to have the mindset of, this isn't a charity Super Bowl. We're going to make it such a good experience and such a good environment and venue that the NFL is going to want to come back here again. And it's going to be it might not be a sunny, warm weather destination Super Bowl, but the experience was so good that the NFL is going to want to go back there. And that's possible because let's remember that Indianapolis, which was one of the finalists this year, did such a great job just a couple years ago, mm-hmm. that the NFL is going to go back there. And that, certainly no one's breaking out the suntan lotion and bathing suits in Indianapolis in February. So, so I think that there's an attitude of, it's about time that Minnesota got another Super Bowl, and we're going to prove to you and show you why you waited too long to bring it back here, and you're going to want to bring it back here again.
Here's one thing that I don't understand, and maybe I'm just, a little protective of, my home state, but it's like people are, it's like it's Armageddon or something that it's coming to Minnesota in February. It's like with all the skyways and all the other transportation, if Minneapolis was really that bad, it wouldn't be the 16th most populated metro area in the nation with 3.5 million people. You look at some of these cold weather climates, Mike, in New York and Boston and Chicago and Washington, D.C. These are all areas that have cold weather. It's just a matter of preparing for it, and the game's going to be indoors. There's no reason for everybody to go all head over heels as if this is the worst thing in the world.
No, and I mean, the thing is, you know, the people who are going to complain about it, and this decision is going to get ripped, I'm sure. You know, those people like the Super Bowl not for the game. They like to go somewhere warm for a week on a working vacation. I mean, that, so they don't view Minnesota as that type of place, and to each their own, I guess. But the bottom line is, what kind of experience is it? And as, you know, you're alluding to, Chris, you know, Minnesota and Minneapolis is going to have a lot to offer people who come for the week-long Super Bowl experience. And really, it's the Super Bowl is the crowning moment of an NFL season where the best team is named the champion. But it's still a huge business event, a week-long business event. And Minneapolis can be a business-friendly place with 19 Fortune 500 companies, and I'm sure you and your listeners have heard all the stats from Lester yesterday. But you know, that's a part of this too, and I think that Minnesota has a lot to offer from that end.
He's Mike Wobschall, Vikings.com, joining us on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Let's switch over to the team. They get ready for the upcoming season. I'm kind of surprised 7 of the 10 draft picks already signed. Are you surprised they've acted pretty quick?
I think in the old days I would be, Craig, but now with the slotted contracts, the rookie wage scale, and the new CBA, it's really become a much more streamlined process, and that I think that both the players and the owners, when they were negotiating the CBA, wanted that outcome, and I think that's kind of why we're seeing it like this. So I'm not surprised anymore. You know, I was the first year just because I wasn't used to it.
Yeah.
Now I think we're kind of used to it, and I kind of like it.
Much easier.
You know, yeah, it's easier. It's just one less thing to worry about and to have to explain to people why it's taken so long. So I like it. It's absolutely 100% a direct result of the new collective bargaining agreement, you know, which a lot of it can go over a lot of people's heads, including mine, but we all remember the lockout and how bad that was.
It was awful.
Well, what came from it was a new CBA, and one of the many things that came from the new CBA is this slotted pay system where there's less negotiation over those rookie contracts, saves teams some money, and then that money goes to players who have who are going on to their second and third contracts. So I think it's kind of a everyone wins scenario.
You know, a lot of attention, Anthony Barr and Teddy Bridgewater. It sounds like, at least from what I've been reading, that Teddy Bridgewater is going to get some chances at running with the ones at OTAs. Is there a realistic chance, or how much of a chance is there, that Teddy Bridgewater starts the season under center and not Matt Cassel?
I think there's a chance. I think the coaching staff is going to give him every chance in the world to win that job. I think it's a tall task because not only is Bridgewater going to have to show that he's worthy of it and capable of it, but either Matt, or actually both Matt and Christian, are going to have to show that they're not. And say what you want to say about the Vikings quarterback position over the last, you know, X amount of years, but Matt Cassel played in all 5 Vikings victories last year and had a 500 record as a starter. So it's not like Teddy has no one to beat out. Mm-hmm. You know, Matt has proven himself serviceable, whether it's here or in Kansas City when he was a Pro Bowler. So I think it's a good old-fashioned quarterback competition, just as it was last year. You know, I mean, we've seen the Vikings into a season having named Christian Ponder the starter. That's not going to be the situation this year. I think it's going to be one of those where the best guy is going to play. Whoever proved to be the best quarterback over the offseason program, training camp, and the preseason is going to start. And I'm, you know, my personal opinion on the whole thing is I hope Bridgewater plays 0% of the snaps or 100% of the snaps.
Hmm.
You know, I think that's, you know, the ideal scenario is one of those two things, not a back and forth situation. I don't like that ambiguity, and I think a quarterback is better served to either be the guy and know he's the guy and do that for the whole season, or take basically a redshirt year and learn behind a veteran like Matt Cassel.
Mm. Good stuff today. Hey, Mike, thanks for the info. Appreciate it. A lot of excitement in Minnesota. And Tubbs and I can't wait to get up there for Press Row for Super Bowl in 2018.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Hey, I mean, we can do a show from Radio Row at the Super Bowl. That'd be kind of fun.
We will be there. We'll do no it. Doubt about right. it. Hey, Wobby, okay, thanks for the time. We'll see you.
My pleasure. See ya.
Mike Wobschel, Vikings.com. Go to Vikings.com. You can see more of Wobby.